Evan McKenzie, and my dad wants to talk to you about God's love.
Hi, this is Aidan McKenzie. There's a beautiful story that was written in a hymn by a man called George Matheson. He was engaged to a girl, and he went to the doctor as he was having trouble with his eyes, and the doctor gave him the news that he was going blind. When he told the young lady that he would be blind, she said, "I could never be married to a blind man." And out of that rejection, he wrote a beautiful hymn that says, "O love, that will not let me go, I rest my weary soul in thee. I give thee back the life I owe, that in thine ocean depths its flow may richer, fuller be. O joy that seeks me through pain, I cannot close my heart to thee. I trace the rainbow through the rain, and feel the promise is not vain, that morn shall tearless be. O cross that lifts up my head, I dare not ask to fly from thee. I lay in dust, life's glory dead, and from the ground there blossoms red, life that shall endless be." He was rejected by one love, but he was never rejected by the eternal love. Today, the Lord Jesus loves you. God's love is a definite love. For God so loved you, he gave his unique Son. God demonstrated that love in Romans 5:8. God demonstrated his love toward us, and that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for you. His is a transforming love, Galatians 2:20. Paul said, "The life I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me." His is a present tense love for you. Revelation chapter 1, we read in verse 5, "To him who loves us and released us from our sins by his blood." That's the Lord Jesus. Today you may be rejected. Today you may be ostracized. Today you may have been in pain. But concentrate on him, the one who loves you. O love, that will not let you go.